Good morning. Happy Monday. It's 8:30 on the button in Muncie, Indiana, USA. I'll tell you what, every time it storms, whether it's winter or summer or spring or whatever, and your power goes out, the first thing I do when I see those folks up on those big ladders and boom trucks and stuff trying to get my power back on fast is I say thank you, at least in my head. And I've actually yelled it out the car window, too. And apparently, there is a day for that, and it's coming up this week. Kara Stevenson, communications consultant with Indiana Michigan Power, is our guest right now on WMUN. Kara, nice to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having us. We always love the opportunity to talk about the sacrifices and the work of our line workers who truly are first responders in the work that they do.
So there's an appreciation day for that, huh?
Yeah. So this Thursday, the 18th, is Line Worker Appreciation Day. Now, we appreciate our line workers 365 days a year, It's just nice to have that one day that we can really call out, and, you know, we've had the community backing the work that they do, and we've had a lot of thank yous that have been submitted so far. These are workers who, they come through during holidays, extreme heat, bitter cold, late nights, to work those long hours to provide, you know, reliable power, but also have that restoration after a storm.
What can we do between now and Thursday, or really any time, to show our appreciation to those line workers, Kara?
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly to start, just giving them your gratitude. And we've had a link open last week that people were able to submit from the community messages of gratitude to our line workers. But we have our social media where if you want to submit a comment or send a message any time of year, but leading up to Thursday, we'll have some posts that highlight some communication already submitted. If you want to comment your message of thank you as well, they always appreciate that, and we will make it a point to share it with those line workers.
We talk about the specialty that they must have to safely do what they do for us, but I assume that training is almost an understatement as it relates to these line workers. There's a lot of that happens all the time, huh?
Oh, yes. They go through quite the rigorous training to make sure that they're ready to get into the field to start doing a lot of that work. But from seeing the training school and meeting with a lot of those apprentice future line workers, they all each share the passion for the skill, and it is so cool to see.
Kara,
so
when they're not working on a problem and they're driving down the road, is it okay just to quickly flag them down in a neighborhood and just say, hey, thank you so much?
Yes, as long as it can be done safely. Yeah. So obviously their focus is safety as much as I&M focuses on safety throughout the organization. So if you can safely do so, then yes. But we do want them to have the room to work and make sure that they're doing their part to providing that reliable power for our customers.
All right, great stuff. Kara, anything I didn't ask you about that you'd like to share with the community this morning?
If I could just share one quick message we received. Sure. This was just submitted from somebody, Mark in Muncie, shared that you are so very important to us, especially in a time of crisis. Thank you for all you do to keep us safe and powered up. So that's kind of our message for this week and throughout the year for these line workers.
Fantastic. Kara, good to talk to you again. And in a non-emergency kind of a situation, I'm sure we will talk again at some point when that comes up, because it certainly does from time to time.
Yes, it does. Well, thank you, Steve. I really appreciate being on and being able to talk about these great group of men and women.
Excellent. Thanks much. Kara Stevenson, spokesperson for Indiana Michigan Power out of the Fort Wayne office. They serve a big chunk of East Central Indiana, and we do appreciate those line workers and what they do. Again, Line Worker Appreciation Day is April the 18th.